Hello, this is Steve Bailey, welcoming you to episode 50 of Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. Now, I thought today I would cover some, you might call, odds and ends. In episode 36, I did what I call the Laurel and Hardy scavenger hunt, where I gave you some Laurel and Hardy clips that you could find on YouTube of guest appearances from Laurel and Hardy in other feature films and other short subjects. But there are three that I left out that were guest appearances in Hal Roach-produced short subjects that I thought I would mention today and clear up. And I want to preface it by saying that these were cohorts of Laurel and Hardy on the Hal Roach lot. And they probably did these appearances as favors to them. And they're comedians that I'm not that enthused about. So please forgive me. The ones I'm going to discuss are favorites of others. And they have entire DVD collections devoted to them. And more power to you if you like them. They're just not my cup of tea. So with that, let me get started. The first short I would like to address is from 1931 called On the Loose. On the Loose is a short subject starring Thelma Todd and Zazu Pitts, who apparently were intended to be the female Laurel and Hardy. Now, I've seen only two of their shorts and also one with Patsy Kelly replacing Pitts as Todd's partner. I know that they just someone has just come out with a DVD collection of those movies and that there are many huge fans of them. But it seems to me that even though they seem to have been intended to be the female Laurel and Hardy, the real Laurel and Hardy, to me, lifted even the most mundane plots out of their doldrums by sheer dint of personality, whereas Todd and Pats slash Kelly seem to have been relegated to sitcom-type plots that played on a lot of familiar female stereotypes. For example, if you see this movie, On the Loose, watch how quickly this short, and frankly, many other shorts I've seen with her, gets Thelma Todd down to her undies in the name of plot development. In fact, if you see the Laurel and Hardy's first talkie, unaccustomed as we are, you can see the same thing that I'm talking about. But anyway, on with On the Loose. The labored story revolves around Todd and Pitt's flashback to yet another of their dates with men who regard going to Coney Island as an original idea for a date. At movie's end, the duo have decided to settle for a quiet Saturday afternoon at home when who should appear at their door but Stan and Ollie. Guess where they want to take the girls. Just guess. Other than Laurel and Hardy's lively cameo, about the only other chuckles come from Laurel and Hardy veterans Charlie Hall and Billy Gilbert, here billed as William Gilbert. Otherwise, the amusement park bits are pretty much retreads of similar scenes in Laurel and Hardy's early silent short, Sugar Daddies. Now, Thelma Todd, before dying in 1936 of a speculated murder that has never been proven, gave ample support to comics such as Laurel and Hardy, as I mentioned, and also to the Marx Brothers, memorably earning Groucho's leers in Monkey Business and Horse Feathers. But she seems better to me as comic support. Here in a starring role, it took Laurel and Hardy to get a full-fledged laugh from me from the entire movie. Second movie I would like to address is from 1933, Wild Poses. This is actually an R Gang short subject, mostly concerning Spanky, also known as Spanky McFarland, whose parents get roped into taking his photo after a photo salesman tells Spanky's parents that he is, quote, one of the most photogenic little children I've ever seen. Shortly after that sales pitch, we see the salesman using the very same description about a pair of bratty babies, who turn out to be Stan and Ollie doing a cameo appearance as infants. The rest of the short details Spanky's run-ins with photographer Otto Focus, played by Franklin Pangborn. And that was enjoyable enough, although, again, I felt as though Laurel and Hardy's cameo was the funniest part for me. And last but not least, or maybe it is least, On the Wrong Trek from 1936. Here, Laurel and Hardy do a cute cameo appearance as Charlie Chase's next-to-last short subject, as hitchhikers who point their thumbs in opposite directions. Charlie tells his mother-in-law that Stan and Ollie look like a couple of horse thieves to me, and he mimics Stan's head-scratching gesture. However, the boys' cameo is hardly the movie's only nod to Laurel and Hardy. Other homages, intended or not, includes Charlie's Ollie-like persnickety politeness in asking favors of people, the mother-in-law intoning at one point, "Here's another fine mess you've gotten us into," and even future Way Out West co-star Rosina Lawrence playing Charlie's wife. Not to mention, of course, the usual Hal Roach technicians to be found in the movie's credits. And once more, I have to say that the Laurel and Hardy nods are, to me, are the only amusement to be found in this lackadaisical short, in which Charlie, his wife, and his stereotypical mother-in-law, "Mother-in-law knows best," chimes Mrs. Chase, every time Mom sticks her nose into Charlie's business. They lose their clothing and their automobile gas during an attempted vacation trip. There are lots of cutesy jokes about depression bums and California that have aged very badly. And Charlie Chase's everyman quality, once so endearing to the public, to me has been worn thin by similarly flustered male types depicted on generations of sitcoms since then. On the Wrong Trek is watchable for curiosity's sake, but maybe not more than once. So again, my apologies if I offended any fans of Thelma Todd or Charlie Chase, but I always seem to run against the tide every so often, so forgive me. In any case, that's my summary of Laurel and Hardy guest appearances in Hal Roach studio movies. Let me close with my usual blatant plugs. You can find my Laurel and Hardy website at the URL leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. That's leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. It has interviews with Laurel and Hardy biographers, reviews of all of their team movies, reviews of some of those biographies, and tons of other Laurel and Hardy related minutia. If you want to find me on Facebook, I have a Facebook page that is devoted to this podcast with the same name of the podcast. So look it up on Facebook at Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts - A Laurel and Hardy Podcast. And on the cover photo of that Facebook page, you can find the URL to our podcast's website, as well as URLs to the many venues where you can listen to this podcast, including Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play Music, Overcast, and especially Anchor, the parent website that sponsors the podcast. And if you have email and would like to address me as to issues about the podcast, whether you like it, dislike it, or neutral for it, please feel free to email me. I love to get feedback. I can be emailed at hardboiledeggsandnuts@outlook.com. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I thank you for listening. Hope you will hit the subscribe button, and I hope you will listen to the previous 49 episodes. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave a star rating and or a written review. It really helps. And in any case, I'm glad that you were here. Hope you will come back soon. And until next time, this is Steve Bailey saying goodbye.